Americans will mark this September 11th with ceremonies in Washington, D.C., in Somerset, Pennsylvania, and in New York City. Former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and others will read the names of nearly 3,000 people killed in the attacks on the World Trade Center. New York leaders also plan to read excerpts from some of the most important speeches in American history, passages from the Declaration of Independence, from Franklin Roosevelt's speech on the Four Freedoms, and the Gettysburg Address. Gary Wills is the author of an acclaimed book on the Gettysburg Address, and he joins us from a studio in Evanston, Illinois, where he teaches at Northwestern University. Mr. Wills, welcome.
Thank you.
New York Governor George Pataki is planning to read the entire Gettysburg Address, all 272 words. Why is that little speech endured so powerfully in American history?
Well, because Lincoln took the specific occasion to redefine what the whole war was about, the Civil War, and make people put it in a context that gave meaning to the deaths and to future life.
He's making a historical argument here, isn't he, about what the United States stands for, what it means?
Yes, he was reading, in fact, the Declaration of Independence into the Constitution, the part that says all men are created equal, and he defined that as what the battle was about. Some people disagreed with that, but more and more, as time went by, we looked back in retrospect and saw that was the meaning.
Now, we don't know what the final program will be. It's always possible it will be changed, particularly as people comment on it. But the initial plans, as disclosed by New York officials, did not call for any original speech at all. Does the Gettysburg Address seem like an especially appropriate selection to read at Ground Zero?
Not very. As I say, Lincoln spoke to a very specific occasion. And what makes the speech powerful is that every word is meaningful, whereas if you repeat it now, it's not got that specific meaning. He says, we are met on a great battlefield. Well, Ground Zero was not a battlefield. As a final resting place for the dead, the people are not buried at Ground Zero. For those who gave their lives, well, the people at Ground Zero died, but they were not like the soldiers who had signed up and trained and went into battle and expected death. So they're not commensurate, these two occasions, and it's an insult, I think, to both the dead at Gettysburg and the dead at Ground Zero that we didn't do what Lincoln did, give a specific response to a specific tragedy and do something to create meaning out of a terrible, terrible event.
There are some other speeches which will be read, which are being taken from history. One of them, known as the Four Freedoms, that's a portion of a State of the Union address given by President Franklin Roosevelt in 1941. He laid out an agenda for humanity, in a sense, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Is that any more appropriate as a reading here?
Well, you know, when the Challenger exploded, Ronald Reagan did not go on the air and read the Four Freedoms speech. He responded with a creative effort of his own. When the Oklahoma City bombing occurred, Clinton did not go on the air and read parts of the Declaration of Independence. He responded to the specific tragedy. We owe it to them, and we owe it to the living to say we're capable of rising to these occasions, that we don't sit down and thumb through the library when this occurs. There are eloquent people around. I've heard David McCullough. I've heard many people. Why do we sell ourselves short as a way of neglecting the big task?
It must be tempting, though, after reading those nearly 3,000 names, to despair of finding the words that you would say after that.
Well, there were 8,000 names at Gettysburg, and Lincoln didn't despair. We have responded to tragedy in the recent past, and we do have eloquent people, and we have eloquent thinkers. So we should be challenged by this great tragedy to reach into ourselves and come up with something adequate to it.
Well, Mr. Wills, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Good to talk to you.
Gary Wills teaches history at Northwestern University and is the author of many books, including his most recent, Why I Am a Catholic.